Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50, and we'll get right to Dave Diggie with our pre-opening report. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its much-anticipated prospective plannings report. The numbers look like this. For corn, 90.454 million acres, the highest since 1944, and 115% of a year ago. Soybeans, 67.140, the lowest in a decade. All wheat at 60.303. And we'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with the folks from Strategic Farm Marketing. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady today, but there are some firm undertones seen for loads to be delivered next week. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test today. Tops from $39 to $40. Peoria called steady with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, March 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,741. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 53.25 to 60.81. The weighted average, 57.49, a loss of 74 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 41.59 to 49.70, the weighted average 47.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,844. Again, the base price range was $50.50 to $62. The weighted average was $58.70, a gain of 83 cents from Wednesday. And on a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.13 to $47.69, the weighted average $44.71. This is WILL's Spring Fund Drive. And for those of you who have already contributed, Todd Gleason and I thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our agricultural budget. And by giving a gift of $100, you will keep programs, agricultural programs like the pre-opening market report, on the air, serving your needs. Please do your part by calling us now with a gift of at 217-244-9455 or online at WILLpledge.org. And we have a couple of challenges underway right now, including an agricultural challenge. Jay Pierce is in Pledge Central with details.
Yeah, I want to thank a caller from St. Joseph first and Sarah's Holdings from Champaign for calling in. And now we're within a call of making that Busey Bank Challenge for $1,000. And I know an agricultural listener is going to call 244-9455 right now and get that $1,000 from Busey Bank and start us on the way to another $1,000, Dave. Four of our good friends of agricultural programming, AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities know how valuable this information is to you and the success of your farming operation. And they want to help WILL keep market information coming your way. They want to help us expand our services to you, and they will add $1,000 to our pledge total just as soon as 75 other friends call in 244-9455 with a contribution in support of the ag programs and all the programs like the news and weather you use here on AM 580. Make that contribution now at 244-9455. Dave, we would like to get 50 of those 75 calls in today because we know that the agriculture community is getting busy these days. That report came out today. There's going to be a lot of number crunching going on. Let's take care of this task right now and then get on to your other business.
AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser is in the studio now with a look at today's agricultural weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt weather. First off, it does look like it's going to remain wet for a while. Most of the rain during the last 24 hours has been centered actually on western sections of the Corn Belt. There's a change because most of the rain of late, or the wettest fields, have been in the eastern Corn Belt. And I went over the Wabash River a couple times yesterday. around Covington, Indiana, and the floodplain is full of water, a lot of excess water there. So any rains we get here over the next week are just going to add to a flood situation already and keep a lot of standing water in the river bottoms and even just some other fields. Rainfall overnight in some cases exceeded an inch, and in some isolated cases over 2 inches in Missouri and Iowa. Basically, almost all locations west of the Mississippi River got rain overnight, except for parts of southeastern Missouri. Most of the eastern half of the Corn Belt dry during the last 24 hours. But showers and thunderstorms are going to be working across the Corn Belt here over the next couple of days, so that's just going to add to the already soggy fields. Temperatures are going to remain above average over the weekend. Soil temperatures have really rebounded from being below freezing less than a month ago at the 4-inch level to warm enough right now that if planting were to take place, the seeds could germinate. But it would not be wise to plant right now because colder air is coming in the middle to latter part of next week, and it may last around. It's hard to say how long this cold blast will stay with us, but I don't see any big warm-ups coming for at least a week after it arrives. And for most, the arrival of the colder air is on about Wednesday of next week. So later next week into the weekend of next week, it's going to be colder than average. And we're going to have a lot of places with overnight low temperatures, at least on a couple of occasions, going below freezing. Now, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, they're going to turn a bit cooler too, but southern areas will stay above average, and even farther north where it turns colder, it's not going to be seriously so. The warm weather in the Great Plains of late has certainly aided in getting that crop back to growing and out of dormancy, and they've also had rain too. We talked earlier about heavy rains in West Texas and the Oklahoma Panhandle. During the last 24 hours, rain fell over much of Nebraska, northern, central, and eastern Kansas, much of Oklahoma except the Panhandle, and also north central Texas. And some places got heavy rain. At this point, there's no lacking of moisture in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. And in South America, I guess I could just say the same old thing again. Basically, rain has been hampering late maturation and harvest operations in Argentina, while in Brazil, mostly good weather conditions have prevailed for crop development there. They may get a few showers this weekend, but still nothing to really prevent harvest. That's growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thank you very much, Ed. You know, we receive testimonials almost every week about our agricultural services here at the radio station, and we got this one in just a little while ago. It says, although I enjoy other programs at WILL, the agricultural programming and information helps me with my work and is of the utmost interest to me. If it's also the utmost interest to you, why don't you go to your phone now and give us a call at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of support.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Indeed, all the people who value this service rely on us to provide them agricultural information truly 7 days a week, 6 days on the radio station, and then on Sunday on Market to Market. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about that reliance is Jay Pierce.
Hey, you know, Dave, I got to tell you something really quickly. We finished off the Busey Challenge.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Shannon Kelly of Muhammad was the one who did it. We had another call
Thank
from
you.
Muhammad and Coeli Goal of Danville called in, and now we want you to because we're working on this $1,000 challenge from AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Rochag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. They know how valuable this information is to you, and they'll add $1,000 as soon as we hear from 75 of you in support of agriculture. Now tell the phone operator at 244-9455 or toll free 866-779-9455. 9455 that you're supporting ag programming on WILL. You can also use our online pledge form at willpledge.org. You're supporting a service that's growing. This is a service that has expanded. All. In fact, we're having another meeting in the coming week, Dave, aren't we, about the agriculture service on the website?
Yes, we
because
are.
Because it has just taken off. It's skyrocketed. It is going to become the model for the web service, the integration of the on-air product and the web here at WILL. We're starting the planning meetings in a week. The money that you pledge right now at 244-9455 to agriculture programming is going to go a long way toward helping us build an incredible service. Dave, I'd love to take, I could talk for a half hour about all of the things that we have in mind, all of the ideas, but the bottom line right now, call 244-9455 and you'll see this unfolding in front of your eyes in the next year. I guarantee it.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the overnights from Thursday. The electronic trade in Kansas City, May wheat open at 472 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat open at 461 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 4. May corn open at 394, down a half. Last trade up 2. The D's opened at 401 and a quarter, down 2.25. Last trade down 2.25. May beans opened at 776, down 2.25. Last trade unchanged. July 791, down 2.25. Last trade up a quarter. Novi's 816, down 4. Last trade down 1.5. May soybean meal opened at 218, down 60. Last trade up 40. May soybean oil opened at 32.93, down 4. Last trade up 2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had both prospective plannings as well as quarterly grain stocks reports out this morning. In your estimation, what was the most important number and why?
My estimation, I think the most important number are the prospective plannings and just to reiterate the fact that those are just intentions, but the corn, the USDA came out with a 9.454 million acres, and as we know, that's a 12 million acre increase. I was really pretty surprised that the USDA came with something that large. I don't think anybody here at Strategic was expecting that, and therefore we're going to see some interesting markets today. The soybeans were 6.14. That was an 8.4 million acre decrease from last year. And I think the big number of that is that 9.454 on the corn is a 2.5 million acre just over the average estimates of the industry. So I think that that's really going to drive the market a little bit today. Will it do it for the whole session? Not sure.
So as you look at the opens, what do you anticipate off the bell?
Well, a lot of the calls we're getting are wheat being 5 to 10 lower and corn 10 to 15 lower, and the wheat mainly driven off of the corn, and beans anywhere from 7 to 15 higher. Out in the local, there's 5 to 10 cent protection on corn locally and 5 to 10 cent bump on soybeans.
Stay right there, Chris. We're going to go back out to Pledge Central and Jay Pearson, see how we're doing on our agricultural challenge.
Yeah, with a couple of more calls to come in. People like to remain anonymous this morning, Dave, for some reason, but we got a call from Danvers. We got one from Champaign, and it's fine. It's all good. If you don't want your name mentioned, that's fine. That's great. The important thing is to call 244-9455 and make that contribution. We know who you are. We appreciate you. You are helping us to meet a $1,000 challenge. A G-note. Who's on a $1,000
bill? That's amazing.
There's a trivia question for you. Who's on a $1,000 bill? I don't happen to have one in my pocket right now, but maybe someone will call 244-9455. Tell us who's on a $1,000 bill. You don't have to pledge the whole $1,000 yourself. $100 would be great, but you'll be helping us meet a challenge from Agrigold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. These are companies that already help support the agriculture service here on WILL because they know how vital it is to you. They'll put another $1,000 into the bank for us as soon as we hear from 75 of you, and we're already a few calls on the way. We'd like to hear from 50 of you today. 844-944-9455.
So, Chris, as you are looking at the reports and looking at the state breakdowns for corn and soybeans, did you happen to notice which state has the largest shift in corn acres?
The largest shift was Arkansas. I think the biggest thing, we kind of took a look this morning, Dave, 5.1 million of the 12 million increase is coming from the five largest corn-producing states of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Nebraska, and Minnesota. So I think that will help hold the trend line yield a little bit. I think when you look at Arkansas, it's up 295%, and Louisiana at 233%, and Mississippi at 279%. Those are states that are probably going to have, you know, hurt the trend line yield a little bit. But I was kind of surprised. Illinois is really only up 6% from 2005, and only up 14% from 2006.
Chris, thanks much.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Jay, the phones are ringing.
Another call coming in, this one from Paris, Illinois. I don't know if we can mention their name yet. They're going to get to that next, but that means we've got several in for this $1,000 Ag Challenge today. $1,000 as soon as we hear from 75 Ag listeners. Tell them you support the Ag Service of WILL Urbana when you call 244-9455. Thanks to Brent and Linnell Becker from Paris, Illinois.